The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Stephen George, and please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Psalm 29:11 says, "May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace." Heavenly Father, as we conclude this week's work and prepare to return to our homes and families, we thank you for sustaining us through your strength. We pray that you would bless each senator, each staff member, and every family represented here with peace and rest this weekend. Grant that we would be able to return next week with restored energy and a renewed sense of purpose. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Saline is recognized as being present. Senator from Cass also recognizes being present. A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 56th day, Wednesday, April 23rd.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
All right, you've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right, the Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Next order of business is introduction of guest. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here on your left and my right, I have my little friend, Xander Shainrod, here with me today. We've been hanging out here in the Capitol. He is super eager as well to serve as an honorary page for the day. So I ask that he's made honorary page for the day to serve without compensation, and I ask that the Senate make him feel very welcome.
All right, welcome. Please provide this young man a warm welcome. And your senator needs to treat you to Central Dairy ice cream before the end of the day, so welcome. Order of business, introduction of guests, Senator from Newton.
Some guests to my left and your right would like to have the sheriffs that are here for this legislation that we're about to hear today stand up and be recognized and ask that the body make them feel welcome.
Please provide them a warm welcome. Introduction of guests. Senator from Boone.
Special guest introduced.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the upper gallery, I've got some MAC scholars from back in Columbia. They go to John Warner Middle School and Gentry Middle School. They're here to tour the Capitol. If they could rise so we could see them. They're here to tour the Capitol to see how good government works, which is why they came to the Missouri Senate today. And I would ask the entire body to make them feel welcome on their trip to Jefferson City.
Please provide them a warm welcome. Introduction of guests. Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, on your right, seated down here on the bench, is Dr. Miriam Muhammad Khani. She serves on the Springfield School Board, also as a state member of the GOP, and I'm so proud of her. If she would stand, I hope the body will give her a warm welcome today.
Please provide her a warm welcome.
Thank you.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bunch of Lincoln University athletic students here today on my left and your right and some in the upper gallery. I'd like to recognize them. The Lincoln men's basketball team won the postseason conference tournament championship for the first time ever and earned the program's first trip to the NCAA Division II tournament since 1981. We have Andreas Fuller was named tournament most outstanding player while Tyler Chapman was selected to the all-tournament team. And then we have their coaching staffs here, Jimmy Drew, assistant head coach Nick Cardi, graduate assistant coach John Francis, all-tournament player Tyler Chapman, Frank Yetna, who earned all GLVC first-team honors and was named to the GLVC all-defensive team and was selected as an HBCU All-American. And we also have the Lincoln track team with us. They won the GLVC track championship as well. They won seven events. Malik Drummond broke in the record, league record for the triple jump. The Blue Tigers won the league championship for the first season as members of the Great Lakes Valley Conference. And Emmanuel Rotumaya was named the GLVC Men's Indoor Track Athlete of the Year. And Lincoln athletes went on to win six All-American awards at the NCAA championship, with Wesley Tinall winning the national title in the long jump, and Emmanuel Rotumaya finished as national runner-up in the 400-meter dash. And so, and we also have head coach Victor Thomas, assistant coach Aileen Smith, assistant coach David Kazan, and GLVC Athlete of the Year Emmanuel Rotumaya. In addition to the track and field, the women's indoor track and field team won the national championship with the 4x400-meter relay. The team of Chanel Clark-Giddens and Shivani Thomas, Maria Diamond, and Shanante George won the national title with a time of 3.37.30. And we've also got some golfers here that have placed first place in tournaments this spring. Devian Gunsager won the National Women's College Championship in Katy, Texas. And Katie Gunsager won the UHSP Women's Spring Invitational in Madison, Wisconsin. And Henry Mwanza tied for first at the UHSP Men's Spring Invitational in Madison, Illinois. All three of these golfers are head coached by Cortland Ware, who is present today. Mr. President, what I would ask the chamber to please welcome these LU student athletes and their coaches and congratulate them on all their success this spring.
Please provide these a special guest a warm welcome.
That's so good.
Any further introduction of guests? Not petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? And if so, I ask the reading be waived and they be printed in the journal.
Okay, there are messages from the Governor. And seeing no objection, the reading will be waived and the messages will be printed in the journal. Senator from Shelby.
It is my understanding there is one withdrawal letter. I ask that the reading be waived as the withdrawal has been distributed on the senator's desk.
All right, hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Shelby.
I move the withdrawal be returned to the governor per his request.
All right, the senator has moved that the withdrawal be returned to the governor. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Shelby, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right, the senator from Shelby has renewed her motion that the withdrawal be returned to the governor. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The appointment shall be referred and the withdrawal shall be returned to the governor. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business reports of standing committees, and I ask that you recognize the senator from Shelby for a report.
All right, hearing no objection, the order of business will be the reports of standing committees. The senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your committee on gubernatorial appointments that I'm sending forward. A list of the appointments has been distributed, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
All right, please send the reports forward. I think you got a good-looking young page to bring them forward. And hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
All right, hearing no objection, the request is granted. Senator from Shelby.
I move the committee report be adopted and the Senate give its advice and consent to the appointments.
All right, you've heard the motion by the Senator from Shelby. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Shelby, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right, the Senator from Shelby has moved that the committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to set appointments. Those of the opinion, the motion shall prevail. Please say aye. Those to the contrary, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The committee report is adopted.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Appropriations has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam President, please read the report. Not Madam President. Please read the report.
All right.
Madam President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 711, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 40, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Burnsketter, Chair.
Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Insurance and Banking has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred House Bill 618, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crawford, Chair.
Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration, to which was referred House Bill 269, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown of the 16th, Chair.
Senator from Lawrence.
Madam President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred House Bill 262, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Moon, Chair.
Thank you. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1346, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 296 and 438, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 799, 334, 424, and 1069, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Fitzwater, Chair.
Senator from Livingston.
Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions, to which was referred House Bill 1086, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Black, Chair.
Senator from Newton.
Our Committee on Family, Senior and Health has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health, to which was referred House Bill 121, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your committee on Families, Seniors, and Health, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bills 177 and 469, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Carter, Chair.
Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Thanks, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Bill 147, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Trent, Chair.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Madam President. That report is at the dais.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 2, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 3, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 4, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 5, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 6, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 7, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 8, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 9, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 10, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 11, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 12, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, Your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 13, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President. Your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 17, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chair.
Please refer House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1175 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be resolution. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward. I would request a waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
All right. We've got our young man bringing the resolution forward. And hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking up the resolution for adoption.
All right. Hearing no objection, the request is granted. Please move for adoption, and please explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do move for adoption of the resolution. Very simply, this is a resolution. We periodically allow groups from outside the Capitol to use the Senate chamber whenever we are out of legislative session. This is giving the Girl Scouts permission to use the Senate chamber on June 26, 2025, and I'm going to have a series of these resolutions that I'm going to be sending forward.
All right, thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any Senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Platt, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right, the Senator from Platt has moved that Senate Resolution 394 be adopted. Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending the resolution forward. I ask for a waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
All right. The resolution has been sent forward. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I again request unanimous consent to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking up the resolution for adoption.
All right. Hearing no objection, the request is granted. Please move for adoption and explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the resolution's adoption. This is to allow the Missouri Youth Leadership Forum students with disabilities permission to use the Senate chamber.
All right. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any Senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Platt, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right, the Senator for Platt has moved that Senate Resolution 395 be adopted. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution I'm sending forward. I request a waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
Again, the resolution has been sent forward. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking up the resolution for adoption.
All right. Hearing no objection, the request is granted. Please move for adoption and please explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the resolution. This is a resolution to allow the chamber to be used by the silver-haired legislature. Happy to answer any questions.
All right. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any Senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Platt, you're recognized to close.
I close.
All right, the Senator for Platt has moved that Senate Resolution 396 be adopted. Those of the opinion the motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. It has been distributed. I request a waiver of the reading.
All right, the resolution is being sent forward. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking up the resolution for adoption.
All right. Hearing no objection, the request is granted. Please move for adoption and please explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the resolution. The purpose of this resolution is to grant the Missouri State Medical Association permission to use the Senate chamber. Happy to answer any questions.
All right. Would that also include the Missouri Association of Osteopathic Physicians?
That is correct. That is the full title of the resolution.
All right. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any Senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Platt, you're recognized to close.
I close.
All right, the senator from Platt has moved that Senate Resolution 397 be adopted. Those of the opinion, motion shall prevail. Please say aye. Those to the contrary, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one final resolution I'm sending forward. I request a waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
All right, the resolution is being sent forward. Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking up the resolution for adoption.
All right, hearing no objection, the request is granted. Please move for adoption, and please explain the resolution.
I move for the adoption of the resolution. The purpose of this resolution is to grant the Missouri YMCA permission to use the Senate chamber. Happy to answer any questions.
All right, you've heard the motion by the senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Platt, you're recognized to close.
I close.
All right, the senator from Platt has moved that Senate Resolution 398 be adopted. Those of the opinion, the motion shall prevail. Please say aye. Those to the contrary, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate Bill's formal calendar and ask that you call the calendar.
All right, hearing no objection, the order of business will be the third reading of Senate Bill's formal calendar. It'll be Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 40. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 40 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
All right, the senator from Newton has moved that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 40 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion, the motion shall prevail. Please say aye. Those of the contrary, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator.
I now move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 40 be third read and finally passed.
All right, Senator, would you like to provide an explanation of the bill?
Sure. This is the constitutional sheriff's bill that we talked about a few weeks ago, simply moving over from legislative authority to constitutional authority. With that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
All right. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire of the senator from Newton, please?
Senator from Newton, do you yield to the inquiry from the senator from Lawrence?
I do.
All right, please proceed.
Good morning, Senator, and thank you for the inquiry. You know in the past that I have wholeheartedly supported this effort, and I've even co-sponsored the effort in the past as well. This year, though, there were some changes made that had some exceptions for certain areas within the state, and I didn't find the proper authority there, and I am wondering if you could help me identify where I might be missing the boat, because I want to vote for this, but because of the way that I'm reading our rules that we work under, specifically the Constitution, that I just can't do that. And so please help me. If I'm missing something, please help me to understand that.
No, there was one carve out in regards to the St. Louis area.
Yeah.
Their sheriff is, their claim is their sheriff is administrative, and so they basically just do administrative work.
Right.
So not really law enforcement, so to speak, and so they wanted a carve out.
Okay. Well, I wish I could find a little hole I could scoot through and vote for it, but you know how I feel about it, and for all the sheriffs here in the chamber and those who might be listening, my no vote is not against the sheriff because I want you to be in our Constitution. It's just that the provisions that I, as I interpret them, don't allow me to support it because of the carve-outs that we've had. So please forgive me for that. But Senator, thank you for forwarding the effort. I wish I could stand with you on this. I just can't. And maybe there'll be another opportunity. But
I understand. Senator, and again, the argument was that the St. Louis sheriff only works in the courts, and so.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, and
appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Newton is recognized to close.
I renew my motion, Mr. President.
All right. Thank you. The senator from Newton has renewed her motion that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 40. Be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill and please call the roll?
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 40, a joint resolution relating to sheriffs. Senators Bean, Beck, Burnsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Phelps, votes aye. Senator from Saline? All right, votes aye. Senator from Lawrence, votes no. Senator from the 14th, votes no. Senator from the 13th, votes no. By a vote of 26 ayes, 7 noes, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is hereby declared passed. And hearing no objection, please let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business announcements.
All right, hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator? I see no announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, April 28th at 4 p.m.
All right. Hearing no objection, the Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, April 28th. Or do we need to take a vote? By voice, I'm sorry. Let's take a vote. The senator from Platt has moved that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, April 24th or 28th at 4 p.m. All those in favor, please say aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, April 28th at 4 p.m.